You really can't beat a good hardware store. If more people were regulars at the local hardware store, the world would be a better place. So far as I know, there's never been an act of terror at a hardware store. I'll bet you've never heard of a hardware store filching its employees' retirement funds. Youth gangs? They never hang at a hardware store. Coincidence? I don't think so. In a world full of unanswerable problems like the Middle East, Northern Ireland, and Bill Sizemore, a local hardware store offers only solutions. Just now, my hardware store has a great offer on garden carts with wood sideboards, spoked wheels, and a removable panel at the far end. Perfect for collecting and dumping yard clippings. I nearly bought one on the spot, and the townhouse in which I live doesn't have a yard. That's the thing about hardware stores. They've got solutions to problems that don't even exist. I think hardware stores were probably invented by a Democrat. In Washington, D.C., House Republican Whip Tom DeLay likes to brag that his nickname is the Hammer. But it's been said, if all you have is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. Tom might overcome his limitations with a visit to the hardware store. If you're wondering where you're going and why you're in that handbasket, stabilize your mood at the hardware store. It's impossible to feel blue when you discover that right there on that shelf sets a better mousetrap someone built just for you. A visit to the hardware store can cure the ailment I believe is known in Latin as gross derelicto. Today we call it procrastination. I mean, how can you keep putting off hanging those shelves when the guy next to you happily loads up on those nifty, pre-cut, laminated shelves offered in a choice of white, walnut, oak, or cherry? See what I mean? Just window shopping in a hardware store makes you feel virtuous and practical. The tools fairly jump into your hands in search of a problem to fix. Here's an idea. For one day, let's require Oregon legislators to stock shelves in a hardware store. The impoverishment of our schools has been ignored too long. Maybe a day in tools on aisle 4 would cure our politicians of their gross derelicto. We've tried everything else. This is Les O'Coin.